always on the cutting edge. Voice of the Cape Drive Time, that's where we are, that's who we are. And we go on and on and on. A group of South African psychologists have produced a technological solution to help the side effects of stress and anxiety due to lockdown, the dark side of lockdown. COVID-19 has created ongoing uncertainties for many on the health and the economic front and has left a mental toll on most people. Online for comment is CEO of Migro, Mark Baker. Mark, welcome.
Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome. Salam to you as well. Yes, indeed. This is quite an interesting question, isn't it? Is it something that hasn't been emphasized enough that apart from the first wave, which was COVID-19, that the real second wave could be the psychological one?
Yeah, absolutely, Shafiq. You know, the focus of government and organizations has, of course, and rightly so, been on firstly people's physical health, and then secondly on the economic health. In other words, are people going to have jobs? Are they going to have income, et cetera, et cetera? But what is being largely forgotten about or under-focused on, if you like, is the psychological impact of these factors on people as individuals, but also perhaps more importantly on the employees that need to somehow go back to work after the lockdown with the fears and anxieties and concerns and disappointments that they've been facing over the last 6 to 8 months. And that's going to lead to really just a critical scenario where employees are really just going to struggle to be back up at high productivity levels, which is needed critically right now by companies.
Okay. How does one respond to the scenario where employees, some of them have been working, but they've been working in silos as opposed to enjoying a more social kind of interface in terms of working? Is that also going to have an effect?
I mean, absolutely. You know, there's a number of dynamics that have emerged now as a result of COVID and its impact on different work environments. And let me just list a few of them. You know, remote work is something that many companies have now needed to face. Not only remote work, but also working from home, which when you've got two working adults at home and their kids who haven't been going to school during this time, that leads to quite a particular family dynamic that is very difficult for people to face. You know, you mentioned silos. Of course, communication structures in organizations have changed. You know, a lot of companies now are using various types of software to try and manage the output of employees. And when that hasn't been set up in a business, it really can lead to a huge amount of stress and strain for people, as well as just the exhaustion of being, you know, on Zoom all day without a kind of three-dimensional interaction with another human being. So all of these factors have started showing signs of negative effects on people. And we've started to see that now with some of the research being done around the country on depression and anxiety levels, which seem to be massively increased.
Yeah, so how do we start to combat it? Your press release, it's interesting. It says that the technology solution is a face mask for the mind, a ventilator for the emotions, and a sanitizer for the soul. So how do we unwrap all of this?
Yeah, well, you know, we have collaborated with psychologists around South Africa and developed something called a 30-day well-being jumpstart challenge. And it's all based on positive psychology. Some of the listeners might be familiar with, you know, the field of psychology, which typically looks at people that are struggling with certain things. But the world of positive psychology is looking at how we can use certain techniques that can help us to flourish. Rather than just going from struggling to neutral, how can we go from neutral to kind of flourishing in different parts of our lives? And so what this 30-day well-being jumpstart challenge is it's essentially a solution that people can use on their phones. It takes 30 days. It's absolutely for free for everyone. And it gives people the opportunity to do different techniques, positive psychology techniques on their own with their friends or with their families, so that they can just start instilling a mindset that is less focused on anxiety, negativity, and depression invoking things, and more focused on, you know, optimism, what could be and what is that's beautiful in one's life at the moment.
I see you calling it the Emotional Intelligence Platform. Interesting title.
Well, that is what MyGro is. MyGro is a technology solution for developing emotional intelligence. I'm sure you know emotional intelligence really is the set of psychological muscles that is a radical differentiator between people of the same IQ level or in similar positions in a work environment. You know, it is the emotional intelligence competencies that make one person more successful in any area of their life than the other person, any area being relationally or in terms of work or in terms of just self-belief and managing their own emotions. So it really is a powerful set of skills. And what MyGro has done, because it is this already developed platform that was built actually for companies to develop their people online, We, as I mentioned, have partnered with psychologists to create something that can really help individual South Africans right now, but also employees in companies, because our contribution to South Africa is to help with restoration from the inside out.
All right. So, in other words, is your application the 30-day Wellbeing Jumpstart Challenge? Is this as available to individuals as it is to, for example, for groups?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a lot of people actually all over the world that jump onto the platform. But right now we have built something specifically for the South African context so that it can be inclusive of multiple ethnic backgrounds. You know, it is only in English at the moment, but we really have tried to just offer something to South African individuals that they can use to cope and manage this time up ahead. And then for organizations, we've included a whole lot of resources for leaders and employees to help them navigate their way back to high productivity, which is, of course, going to help to restore the economy.
Absolutely. Now, Mark, how can somebody get hold of MyGro? And, of course, how can they get a face mask for the mind, a ventilator for the emotions, and a sanitizer for their soul?
Well, Shafiq, you know, anyone can go to the website. It is MyGro.ne, M for Mark, E for everything. Uh-huh. So MyGro.me, like my personal growth and development, MyGro.me. And they can sign up there either for free for the 30-day Wellbeing Jumpstart Challenge. We've seen a lot of families and friends doing it together. We've seen communities, different you know, religious groups deciding to do it together, and we've seen organizations sign up. You know, there are certain premium options, obviously, for companies where there's a whole lot of data that can be used to make good decisions about how to navigate the company strategically going forward. But for individuals, it's obviously available for free at MyGro.me. And just click on the Wellbeing Jumpstart Challenge on the website.
Mark Baker, CEO of MyGro, thanks for chatting to us. Stay safe, and may your 30-day Wellbeing Jumpstart Challenge go from success to success.
Shafiq, thank you so much. And don't think I'm going to let you off that lightly. I would like to challenge you to the 30-day Wellbeing Jumpstart Challenge. You know, it was built to be similar to this ice bucket challenge that I'm sure you saw go around on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Where
yes.
One person challenges the other. So I'd love to challenge you to go and sign up and do it with yourself and perhaps some family and friends. It really will be a wonderful journey over the next 30 days of positivity and flourishing.
Mark, it sounds better than a bucket of ice. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks, Shafiq. All the best.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.